You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Port Edwards District Administrator and Ed Hoyer Elementary School Principal James Bina on Thursday, August 13th. Thank you for joining me, Jim, to bring the community an update from the Port Edwards School District.
Thank you very much for having me once again, Melissa. Good morning.
And today we have two special guests with us, Mrs. Leslie Arndt and Mr. Ben Jennings. They're involved with a special project happening in the school district, moving the historic statue of Mr. John Edwards to the John Edwards High School campus next summer. Welcome, Leslie Arndt.
Thank you, Melissa. Really pleased to be here.
And thank you for being here, Ben Jennings.
No problem. Appreciate you having me.
So, Leslie, let's start with you. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you're involved with the moving of this historic statue. Tell us about the statue, maybe a little bit about the history.
Sure. So, yes, I'm Leslie Arndt. I am a descendant of John Edwards Jr., who the statue was created for. And I'm with the Alexander Charitable Foundation, and it was our mission to get the statue moved to a new spot away from the from the mill site and into another visible spot at the John Edwards High School. We've been thinking about it for a few years now, and the opportunity arose recently over the past about a year now that we've been planning this project. And the statue, we actually found some pretty interesting historical information about it. It was originally created in 1890. Well, it was paid for in 1893 and contracted with an artist down in Chicago. And it was originally placed at the Forest Lawn Cemetery back shortly after it was created. And then in 1961, it was moved to the mill site and it spent a number of years there. And now that the mill has been closed down and the YMCA is no longer there, we really wanted to have a more visible site for the statue. Feels like it's kind of lonely down there for him. So we've been in contact with the school, and had open arms. They really wanted to have it at their site, and it's perfect location for it since the school is named after him. But Ben Jennings actually reached out to me because he's very passionate about historical projects and wanted to take a look and see if how he could help out with this. So it's been a great partnership between all three of us and the foundation, and it's been really, really exciting to get this move forward. So within the next year or so, we'll probably have it located at the school. And I can turn it over to Ben then, because he's got all the details on actual movement of the studio, or the statue, excuse me.
Sure. Before we switch to Ben, Leslie, tell me again the name of the foundation, and then what is you said you're a descendant of John Edwards?
Yes. He would have been, I believe, my great-great-grandfather. So the Alexander Charitable Foundation was created it was called the Nakusa Papers Foundation when the paper company was still active and going. And then it was switched over, the money was switched over and created to the Alexander Charitable Foundation. And that was created when the paper company was bought out by Georgia Pacific, and they needed a place to house all the historical archives. So we created the Alexander House, which probably many people know about as the Center for Art and History in Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. So houses the archives, and it's also a small art gallery. And that's run by the Alexander Charitable Foundation. And the foundation was created my mother and four of her sisters were all the first members of the foundation.
Oh, wow.
Who were descendants of John Alexander. And so that was, they have all since passed away, except one of them is still living down in the Chicago area. But now it's on to the next generation, and we really thought this was a good time to move the statue just to get more prominence for it at the school.
Okay. So now, Ben, let's transfer over to you. Tell our listeners about your expertise and why you're involved with the moving of this statue.
Well, I'm a sculptor by trade. It's kind of a condition I have, art, that is. I was born and raised here in Wisconsin Rapids. I worked for the city of Wisconsin Rapids as well. I went to the University of Minnesota Got my Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in 3D Studio Arts and metal casting and ceramics. So I have a familiarity with sculpture and, things of that nature. This is kind of my first approach at working with heavy stone. I had contacted the Alexander, or Leslie, actually, and reached out to her. And, since the mill has been decommissioned and partially demolished, I just found it a good opportunity to try to procure some of the more historical elements that were there to carry on the tradition, the history, the legacy, the identity of our community and our paper industry.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was a great idea because that's really what they want to, the story they want to tell to the public and the future generations. So,
mm-hmm.
I feel really strongly about that. I think it's super important.
And Leslie's right. It's sitting over there in a corner of Port Edwards where people don't really go now because that area is definitely slowed down with the mill being closed and the YMCA now being torn down. And part of that is still going to remain as a community area. But So Ben, what are some of the preparations that you're doing to make this move?
Well, one of the bigger moves was to, get compliance from Wood County.
Mm.
I had met with them several times, met with the village of Port Edwards, all of those different stakeholders to kind of pitch the idea of restoration and relocation to designate the location for the sculpture. So they were, it took several meetings back and forth and a pretty thought out plan. And they agreed to give the statue back to the foundation.
Mm.
We made everything shake out that way, which has been, really nice. I'm really happy that they, it's difficult sometimes to get through red tape with some of these things. And they made it happen with us. So that was really great.
Wonderful. And when is the move actually going to happen?
We're thinking, there's like six or seven sections of the monument, and it's fastened together, probably with pins, and there's some adhesive that are on there. So the first move will probably be to get the top portion off, which is the John Edwards Jr. portion, and I'll be able to get that back to the studio and carefully work on cleaning and restoring it, resealing it, and finishing it. That'll be probably the first step. And then the other pieces, hopefully, will be able to be cleaned potentially on site. They're going to be very heavy.
Mm.
So, but we have, there's people in the community that, this means a lot to more than just, me as an artist, feeling how important it is and how unique it is to our area. There's more to it than, how the foundation feels about it, too. There's a lot of members of the community that also, it holds significance to as well. So,
mm-hmm.
We've been open to hearing what the community has to say about it and what kind of they would like to see happen to it. So, we'll get it cleaned up. We'll get it reassembled. We've done some mock-up designs of what that would look like. And we presented that to the school board. They were thrilled with it.
Hmm. And then as far as the restoration of the statue itself, is it going to change how it looks? I mean, it's fairly weathered, I would guess. Not that I know that much about statues, but tell me a little bit about the restoration of it. How will it change it?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it'll give it new life. I mean, there's different techniques that you can use for cleaning things of this nature. They're sensitive. The materials can be soft since they're fairly old. But our goal is to freshen it up and seal it to preserve it for the next 100 years.
Hmm.
I've heard of like dry ice cleaning. We'll probably use some soft bristle brushes, different types of soaps. I don't know if we'll have to use any acids, but those are some potential options for cleaning it, and then a clear coat finish that will protect it and allow for easy cleaning in the future.
Okay, well, let's just take a brief pause here to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay, talking with Port Edwards District Administrator Jim Bina, along with Leslie Arndt and Ben Jennings, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I'm speaking with Port Edwards District Administrator and Ed Hoyer Elementary School Principal Jim Bina, along with Leslie Arndt and Ben Jennings. And we've been talking about moving the historic John Edwards statue from the location it's been in for a very long time. Ben, we were talking about some of the logistics of moving it and some of there's actually some other outside companies involved with this. Let's talk about the actual moving of the statue, Ben.
Yeah, so this is a particularly unique request. I have contacted Neiman's Towing. I know they have the capability of lifting up a semi-truck and turning it over on its side. So that would be a potential option for us. I met with them at the site and kind of going over the logistics of what that looks like. Again, like I said, it would be in portions. And then as far as reassembly, I've also been in contact with Hartle Monuments as well. Mm-hmm. This is the type of work that they do in the cemeteries, and I think they're equipped enough to handle this type of task as well. Mm-hmm. with a crane.
Yes. Well, and that statue, like Leslie told us in the first half here, has been moved before.
Yes, it has. It was originally placed in the Forest Lawn Cemetery in the late 1800s, and it was moved in 1961, and so now it'll have its third move to the high school in 2027.
Okay. And Leslie, as president of the foundation, you've made mm-hmm. this a priority. Talk a little bit about that and the foundation's involved in a little more.
Sure. We've admired that foundation that statue for many, many years. And it's just been on our radar to get that into a more prominent space. Number of the people on the foundation board, and even some members from Port Edwards or community members have been passionate about it and saying, we want to see that move to a more a better location for mm-hmm. prominence and for the community to see it more often. And in our plan, it's going to have a lovely location at the school with lighting and some, nice, have a lot of descriptions to it. And hopefully get a lot more attention that way from all the various area communities.
Mm-hmm. And Ben, one more question for you. Is there any concerns that you have? Are there worries that you have about moving this statue?
Well, yeah, of course, right? I mean, we're going to have to take the utmost caution when it comes to this. Like I said, it's a unique request to have, try to get someone to help with the moving. But, I think Hartle Monuments for sure has enough experience. It'll definitely have to be probably a structure will have to be built around it. And then from that point, it'll, attach to the piece, and then we'll be able to move the structure just to assure that nothing gets damaged. I believe it's carved limestone.
Mm.
So it can be, quite sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that's like super easily repairable if something were to chip off. So yeah, we're going to be taking, full caution when it comes to that. The granite pieces, for example, though, I mean, I've got some granite off of the admin building and tried to test some of it, its strength and how it reacts to the power tools, and it's quite hard. So I got a feeling that we're going to be pretty safe with that. We just need a heavy enough piece of equipment to get it up off the ground and onto a trailer for transport.
Gotcha. That sounds like a very sensitive and well thought out plan. Let's move to you now, Jim, and tell us a little bit about where this statue is going to be located at the high school.
Sure, Melissa. And again, thank you very much, Ben, and thank you, Leslie. Leslie and Ben approached me about a year ago with this very exciting opportunity to bring the John Edwards Jr. statue to the high school campus. You know, Ben and Leslie, they've touched on the history a little bit. Our high school, of course, is high school and middle school is John Edwards Middle and High School, named for John Edwards. Our historical building is approximately 100 years old. It was built at a time when the paper industry was thriving. It was in its somewhat early years still here in central Wisconsin. And of course, Mr. Edwards was a very, very prominent individual in the paper industry. So we felt as a school district, as a school board, as stakeholders in the community, that it was only fitting that we would be able to provide a site to kind of merge Mr. Edwards, his statue, here with our historical high school as well.
Mm-hmm.
The specific location that you asked about, we've got a very scenic southeast corner lot of our high school. It's at the corner of Levine and 2nd Street. We've got a very nice open area there with some mature trees and some floral plantings and things like that. We're looking to place the statue there near the corner of Levine and 2nd Street. And Leslie touched on that a little earlier in the segment. We would like to put some plantings around it, some stonework, some signs, possibly some solar lighting to really make it a prominent heritage site that will really celebrate Mr. Edwards and his connection to the community and to our school district.
So will there be things going on? We've talked about that this is going to happen next summer. So we have an entire school year between now and then. Will teachers be talking about this during the school year?
We've been sharing a little bit of information. We have not shared a great deal yet until we can kind of get through all of the initial steps that will allow us to bring it to bring the statue here to the school. But now we've gotten through some of those hurdles and we're going to be sharing some more information. Once the statue is on site, we've had some preliminary conversations about an unveiling, a ceremony, et cetera, kind of bringing the John Edwards statue and merging it with the John Edwards Middle School and High School. So, yes, we do have some initial plans to celebrate bringing the statue over and having an unveiling.
That it does seem very fitting, and I have to be honest, I am a transplant to this area, so I didn't know all of this history. But when I was driving around Port Edwards and I came across the statue, I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting, back over here, far away from, like, why isn't it by the high school?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So it's good that it's going to be coming home. In our last couple of minutes here, James, would you just share with us a couple of the back to school that we're getting into the meat of it now? It's going to be happening here very soon.
Absolutely, Melissa. And again, thank you. We're going to switch gears a little bit from this very exciting, heritage this heritage move of the statue over to, what's coming up here in just a couple of weeks. It is back to school time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just a few things on our school calendar. We have our beginning of the year in-service meetings for all returning staff on August 25th, 26th, and 27th. Those are typically held at our elementary school. Our elementary school is still under it's under some renovation right now, and I'll talk about those projects in just a moment. So we're going to do most of our in-service meetings here in the John Edwards High School.
Mm.
Regarding our construction, we started our construction projects on June 5th, and we have had typically between 3 and 5 contracted companies on site at the elementary, a couple of them here at the middle school and high school, 5 days a week this summer. They've been removing some asbestos. They've been putting new ductwork in, new heating, new cooling, new registers in the rooms. The registers and the heating units were original to the elementary school from 1968. So it was certainly in need of an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
All of those projects are on time and we are scheduled to, they are scheduled on time. Everything is running as it should. And we are starting our elementary calendar 1 week later. We're going to be starting school here at the middle and high school on Tuesday, September 1st. And because of those projects at the elementary, we're going to be starting school at the elementary on Tuesday, September 8th.
Oh, nice. So the littles will get a little bit of an extra spring break or summer break.
They get an additional week off this year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that wraps up our time for today. Jim, was there anything else you wanted to share before we close out?
I guess I would just like to wrap up a little bit about our projects that are going on here. Anyone who has had, additions or renovations done to their home, they know what a hectic time that is with mm-hmm. so many details. And I would just like to give a big public thanks to our summer help and our custodians who've been working here. They've been working side by side with all of our contractors, and they have our buildings and grounds looking phenomenal. So thank you very much to all of our summer staff and all of our custodians who have really stepped up this summer to make our school district look fantastic.
It really does take a village.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Melissa Kay, speaking with Port Edwards District Administrator and Ed Hoyer Elementary School Principal, James Bina. Thank you, James.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
And then also with Leslie Arndt with the Port Edwards Foundation. I don't think I got that title right. Leslie, correct me.
It's okay. That's Alexander Charitable Foundation.
There we go. Thank you for talking with us today, Leslie.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Melissa.
And thank you, Ben Jennings, for filling us in on the what's going to be happening with the moving of the statue.
Yeah, you bet. I appreciate your time. Thanks for, supporting us by, making these announcements and helping us continue to make history accessible.
Absolutely. Well, I will look forward to speaking with you all again as this project moves forward. And when the move actually happens, I can't wait to cover the unveiling of the statue being moved. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.